Sergeant Dower, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Really? So you had no idea about the Valium?
All I know is Big Sis told me Alphabet was taking meds, but I didn't pursue the subject. It was none of my business.
Did she ever discuss her personal life with you?
I know she was married to a Marine. She had no kids. She lived in New Hampshire. Sergeant Dower, she never talked. Not to any of us.
I find that hard to believe. I find it really hard to believe that you lived with her for nearly 18 weeks and she never discussed anything with you.
She wasn't social. She kept to herself. And I'm not the type of person to pry into other people's...
You're a liar.
Sergeant, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Listen, you skinny little... You know something. I know you do. You're gonna keep it to yourself. You understand me? Because if at some point you feel like talking about it, and you don't come to me first, the enemy's closing in, Melissa White. No telling what can happen in the chaos of the coming battle.
What's going on?
Nothing, Private. Just quizzing Private White here on the finer points of surveillance. You can head back downstairs.
Really? Cause it looks to me like you was all in her face, like you was fisted to choke her out.
It's okay, Big Sis.
Yes, it's okay, Big Sis. Why don't you head back down to class? The subject matter Doc's covering would be of great help to you.
Is that right? Cause the only one acting feminine around here seems like he can't find somebody his own size to pick on.
Eddie's Private.
Now you going to pull rank?
Patty.
I said Eddie's that shit killer.
Patty, put the knife...
I'm just holding it. Now look at here, Sergeant Dower. I done told you before that name don't fly with me. Now, I ain't gonna say please this time, here. I don't care about who's sergeant and who's private. It's about respect. Something seems to me like you ain't never learned. Now, this here is our house. You ain't gonna come up in here threatening and throwing your weight around like you own the place. I don't know what you was telling my friend Melissa just then, but you got her all scared whiter than a ghost. So if you're gonna bully her, you're gonna have to bully five more just like her. And believe you me, we all just itching for a little excitement around here.
Calm down, Private. You have no idea who you're threatening.
Oh, I'm well aware who I'm dealing with.
Really? It wouldn't take me 2 seconds to take that knife and dump you on your fat ass.
If you're feeling froggy, go on and jump.
Oh, all right, Private. All right. Remember what I said, White. If you feel like talking, you come to me first. Another day, killer.
Bye? What in the world was all that about?
I don't know. I don't even know how to process any of it.
My word, that man looked fit to put a hurt on you.
And then the priest told the nun, do 4 Our Fathers, 5 Hail Marys, and 3 cartwheels.
What did I miss?
Class was dismissed.
So soon?
Everybody got an A+?
And the journalist turned water into wine.
Doherty.
Not sure what that means. LT, ready to go?
Ah.
Wow. Impressive. What you got there, Doherty?
Rick turned water into wine, like Jesus of Nazareth.
He did, huh? Well, does Rick know that alcohol is unauthorized?
Oh, yeah. Rick knows. He also knows these soldiers have been under enormous pressure for the last 4 months. And if they want to relax and forget about what's happening outside for an hour, then Rick thinks there's nothing wrong with that.
There is something very wrong with that. What are you going to do, Rick, if this building is assaulted by the enemy and all of these troops, who you'd be depending on for protection, were too inebriated to see what they were shooting at? Will you grab your camera or will you speed away in your fancy SUV? That wouldn't be much of an end to your story.
Ugh, lighten up. It isn't like they had a rave or something.
Why am I wasting my time arguing with some punk civilian? Ma'am, are you ready to go? I highly recommend you sit back down, Rick. I wouldn't want to have you embarrassed in front of your girlfriend.
Lopez is definitely not his girlfriend.
Uh-oh. Love triangle. Boy, Rick, are you writing a soap opera, too?
Why don't you head back down the trail to Ranger Joe Factory, Sergeant
Why don't you
Dower?
Go back to your two-bit rag in Surrey and let
Chelsea.
My soldiers do their jobs?
These are my soldiers, Sergeant Dower, and so are you.
Sergeant, hey.
I authorize this little respite.
Get your bloody hands off me!
Hey, Sergeant. Put the knife away, Sergeant.
Sergeant!
Hey!
Sergeant, get off of him! You don't want to do that. Put it away!
Stand down, Sergeant Dower.
What are you going to do, Ranger Joe?
Stand down. That's an order. Now, I said I authorized this squad to take a break from the madness and enjoy themselves. I'm sorry you don't want to be a part of it. And that is entirely your decision. But what you've just displayed here was highly unprofessional, Sergeant Dower. If you have a problem with my decision today, you are more than welcome to file a complaint with the commander. I have no qualms with that. And you better hope our guest does not include your lapse in restraint with his story. In the future, Sergeant Dower, I expect your conduct in front of your subordinates to be much more copacetic. Is that understood? Is that understood, Staff Sergeant?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, go back to your quarters and cool off. You're dismissed.
Who's not on their period?
I'm sorry y'all had to see that.
It was bound to happen one way or another. Even to the best of us, ma'am.
My apologies, Aaron. I was out of line.
Oh, it wasn't you. It was not you.
Ranger Joe. You're funny. I'll be back.
Thanks for the warning. Rick, can we talk right quick?
Sure.
Did you figure out who wrote? You ain't even opened it yet.
There's no return address, but the electronic stamp looks like Yorba Linda, California.
That's your hometown, ain't it? Maybe it's your mama. Why don't you open it?
I don't know. Delayed gratification?
I am no good at that. Cara and I got married as quick as we could. Neither one of us was good at delayed gratification.
Big sis.
What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
With her. With Lopez. Why are you and her all of a sudden so chummy?
We're not at all chummy. Dina got a letter from home that upset her.
First names, huh?
I was only lending an ear.
How politely English of you.
Hey, LT.
How are you ladies doing?
Okay.
Oh, bless, ma'am.
Good. Wyatt, since when are you a smoker?
Since I became a hardened combat infantry woman, ma'am.
I don't understand where this is coming from, Annie. It isn't as though you and I are betrothed or something. We've only known each other for a few weeks.
Where are you going?
For drive. I get zero mobile reception here.
It's like 2 a.m. in the UK right now. Who are you going to call?
Drama.
And how?
What are you reading, Doherty?
The Winter of Our Discontent. Steinbeck.
Is it any good?
Totally hilarious.
God, are there any stations worth a damn in this country?
Can't believe you guys partied without me.
I'd offer you some, but you're on duty.
That's okay, LT.
Kelly?
No more for me. I got to stay away from that stuff. It's the devil in the bottle to me.
You just have to think in terms of moderation.
That don't work for people like me, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry if I offended, Kelly. I had no idea.
How could you have known? I learned a while ago that once your brain is pickled, it can't go back to being a cucumber. Just that little bit I had earlier started taking me back to a bad place again.
Would you prefer if I got rid of this?
I ain't that helpless, LT.
All right, then.
God damn it.
You okay, Doc?
He just left. I don't know if he's coming back. I don't care. Where is everybody?
Topside.
I'll be up there.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah?
Helmet?
Oh, yeah.
You really look like you need a...
I need a hug. Thanks.
Hey, Doherty, you drunk yet?
720 ounces, that's what I know.
So I've heard.
Gotta pee now.
Hi, Annie.
Hey, Doc.
Rick just left.
You mean for good?
I don't know.
He'll be coming back.
He says he has immunity because he's a journalist, that they won't harm him. But we all know what can happen.
Hopefully he doesn't go too far outside the wire.
Big sis, I'm starting to see what you mean about Sergeant Dower.
Oh.
Yeah, he pretty much snapped on Rick downstairs. LT was down there, she saw what happened.
Sergeant Dower is normally very professional. I suppose he'd reach the end of his rope today. He'll be fine.
Oh, no, ma'am. That man won't be fine. He's got a dark, dark spirit inside of him. I believe Beelzebub got a hold of him. Me and Andrea, God rest her. We saw a side of Dower back in Georgia I think we wasn't supposed to see.
What's with the nickname anyway? Why does he call you Killer?
Oh, the heck with it. You got any left in that canteen?
I do, but only if you're sure.
Never been more sure. I'll go ahead and tell y'all why that Jack Donkey calls me that awful name. He knows something not many folks knows about me, and he knows exactly how to use that name Killer to get under my skin. Y'all know about my husband and son, right? I did not lie when I told you Carl and Andy were in a car wreck. They were. That's how they died. But, well, that ain't the whole story. You see, every Tuesday night we had choir practice at the prayer house. Now that day started just like any other Tuesday. I got up early in the morning to go to work. I would always leave 15 minutes earlier than I needed to so I could stop and get my low-fat decaf caramel macchiato with whipped cream and then hustle off to my job. Just a regular day. Then after work, I'd normally head off to practice and Carl would pick up Andy from a friend's and head home. But I had a problem, and from time to time I would drive towards the church but never make it. I'd sat outside a local bar, and from my car, I'd call one of my old girlfriends and tell him I wasn't going to sing tonight. This was one of those nights. I was sitting in there, getting drunk with my debit card, having no idea what things was unfolding back at home when I got good and snockered with more liquor in me than my Uncle George Moonshine shed. I paid my tab and went back out to my car and called Carl to let him know I was coming home soon. Well, something wasn't right, cause he sounded funny. All nervous and strange, like he was hiding something. "Take your time, honey," he said. "Wouldn't you stay there and chat with your lady friends a bit? Do some chatting up? Andy and I are gonna go play some catch down at the park. Love you." And that was it. He hung up. Nah, I trusted my husband, but he wasn't acting right, you know? So I started the car and tore down the highway. I don't know how fast I was going or what I was thinking I was going to find when I got to the house. I do know I was squeezing that steering wheel so hard I broke a fingernail. I guess it was around that moment when my press-on popped off that I blacked out.
Patty, you don't have to talk about this.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Just give me a second. I ain't never talked about it before. When I came to, there was lights flashing and all kind of noise. People hollering, sirens. They had me on one of old them stretchers all tied down, a mask on my face. That girl in the paramedic's outfit was saying something. I couldn't understand her. And I looked over, and there was my car. All crumbled up like a pop can. And there was Andy. My little Andy, looking so handsome with his shirt and tie. He had a mask on, like mine, but he didn't. His skin His skin was all gray. And Carl, they hadn't got to him yet. He was wearing the tie Andy picked at Christmas for him. My husband was just slumped over, hanging out of the door. He didn't look right. Blood was everywhere. No.
Patty.
No. And I faded out again. And this time when I came to, I was in a little room at the hospital. I was still drunk when the nurse whispered to me that I was going to be fine. That it was my birthday. I just said thanks. She left the room before I could ask about my boys. At the time, I had no idea that the police officer sitting in the corner was there to keep me from leaving. The next morning, Wednesday morning, I was lying there in that filthy jailhouse and everything came crashing down on me. Both my boys, my heroes, were gone. And it was because of me. The road leading to the prayer house is the same road leading to the bar. My husband was acting funny on the phone because he and Andy was fixing to surprise me at the church and take me to dinner as a birthday present. They got all dressed up nice for me. I miss my boys, my heroes. I know they're with the Lord now, but I wish I could at least hold their hands, you know. I wish I could just tell them I'm sorry.
Oh.
Roger, this is Lima 6. Over.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm done with that stuff. So, today is a special day for Big Sis. It's November 13th. My birthday.
What?
Aw.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have comms with headquarters?
My radio's downstairs with my gear. Oh, shoot. I have a meeting.
Here.
Rattlesnake 5, this is Lima 6 actual. Over.
Lima 6 actual. What's your location? Over.
No. No. Please. Leave me alone.
You gonna say something? Huh? Go ahead and talk, bitch. Go ahead and open that stupid mouth and you're dead. You hear me?
Yes, you're hurting me.
Nothing happened outside. Did it? Put your fucking glasses back on. Even so much as a whisper, and I will kill you. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Now go clean yourself up.
I'm en route to your location. Lima 6, out. Thank you. You are a very strong woman, Patricia Kelly. I'm glad I was here for this. I have to go. You know where to find me if you need anything.
Thanks, LT.
Ladies, thanks, Kozak.
No problem, LT.
Now I gotta go. I'm late.
Bye, ma'am.
Make sure you dump out that canteen, LT.
Roger that.
Big Sis? No, I better not.
What, sweetie?
I was gonna ask, how long?
How long I was in jail? It's okay. Not long. Columbus is a small town. I knew the judge. He went to my church. He spoke to me privately and he said he just couldn't find it in his heart to send me to the prison, especially after I lost Carl and my son. So he put me on his probation, took my license away. Doesn't matter. I still can't get behind the wheel of a car anyhow. Just not ready.
You're hurt?
What's that?
You're hurting.
Thank you, Dorothy. I'm okay.
Your heart is broken.
I'll be all right.
You need more wine. You'll feel better. That's when I know.
No. I'm done. Thanks, Doherty.
Okay. Kozak did an autopsy on the AM radio.
That was stupid. Really fucking stupid. I got no idea how to repair this thing now.
I can fix it.
Yeah?
Give me your tool.
All right, well, give it a shot. I give up.
You guys! Take these binoculars. Tell me what that looks like to you. Get down, Annie.
What am I looking for?
Way over there at 1 o'clock. In the clearing, there are two guys at the bottom of those rocks.
What is it?
You see them?
Yeah, yeah.
Annie, I need your radio.
What's that they're doing?
They're setting up a mortar.
Well, let's light them up.
No, no. They're out of range. Annie, run down and get my rifle.
On it.
There's two of them, Melissa. You shoot one, the other's gonna run.
Echo Charlie 1, Echo Charlie 1. This is Lima 6, over.
Or maybe fire that thing anyway. Who are they aiming at?
Looks like HQ. Not sure. Echo Charlie 1, Echo Charlie 1. This is Lima 6, over. I can get them both, Patty.
What? How you gonna do that?
I can do it.
Why don't you call 3rd Platoon? They're closer.
No time.
Got it. You're locked and loaded.
Let me see, big sis.
Echo Charlie 1, Echo Charlie 1, this is Lima 6, over. Come on. Echo Charlie 1, Echo Charlie 1, this is Lima 6, over.
He's raising the fucking tube, guys. He's raising the tube.
Echo Charlie 1, Echo Charlie 1, this is Lima 6, over. Shit. Kozak, try yours.
Echo Charlie 1, this is Lima 6, over.
You got a bead on a Melissa.
If I get the shot, I'm taking it, whether HQ answers or not.
Echo Charlie 1, this is Lima 6, over.
Be careful. Rules of engagement say that.
That if the enemy poses a threat of deadly force to personnel, we can engage.
Echo Charlie 1, this is Lima 6, over.
Now what they doing?
I hope they're praying, because Melissa never misses.
They're adjusting it.
Hold up, what?
Echo Charlie 1.
God damn it. Fuck, there's still no response.
Keep trying. Get down, Annie. Come on.
Echo Charlie 1, this is Lima 6,
over. Why are they turning the tube thing like that?
Because they're aiming at us.
They're what?
They're aiming the mortar at us.
Shoot them! Shoot him!
Oh my God!
Shoot him, Melissa!
Wait.
Holy.
Wait.
I think you got him, girl! Both of them suckers is down!
Yeah!
You got him!
Woo!
Roger, Echo Charlie 1.
I'll take it. This is Lima 6. We had two enemy personnel preparing to engage our position with mortar fire. Break. Enemy position approximately 250 meters south, southeast of this location. Targets neutralized. Request recovery. Over.
Cover request understood. Assets will be en route ASAP. Over.
This is Lima 6. Out.
Hey, go down and do a double check on the perimeter.
Okay. Close it. Becky, y'all come on.
That was close, Melissa. That was really close. What happens now?
The scout platoon will go and make sure there's no longer a threat. Get the weapon. And the bodies.
Rick is still out there somewhere.
He didn't say how long he'd be gone?
No. He didn't tell you?
No, I just... I'm gonna head back down.
Corporal?
I'm cool. Just drank too much, I think.
Man, she looked bad. Did you see that? Like she went straight fisticuffs with somebody.
I wonder if things are okay back home.
She hasn't talked about it much lately. Used to be Rolanda this and Rolanda that.
Annie.
You alright? You look like you're gonna pass out, man. Here, sit down. Drink some water. What's the matter? Your hands are shaking like crazy.
I don't know. I just shot those guys.
Yeah, they were trying to blow us up. It's okay. It's okay. They were trying to kill us, Melissa.
Yeah. Yes.
They're gone now. That's why we're here. It's what we have to do. Here, why don't you read your letter? Distract yourself a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'll do surveillance for a few, all right?
Yeah. Is anyone there yet?
Nah. You know, them two cats you asked are laying so close together, it looks like they're holding hands. It's actually kind of sweet. If I took a picture, I would label it BFF.
Oh my god.
Sorry. Sometime this year, Melissa.
I'm scared to open it. I haven't spoken to anyone from home since April.
Is it from your mom's?
No return address. Definitely from my hometown, though. There's a date and location stamp.
You're my Linda. Dude, give it to me.
Annie!
No letter in here, just this photo. It's nice. Who are they?
I don't know. Someone wrote 1991 on the back. That's it.
You don't know them?
No. Well, it's weird because I've been having these dreams. I was having them in basic training too. This woman looks like the woman I see in my dreams.
Wild. She's pretty. He's a medic.
Really?
Look closer, his armband.
Oh, yeah.
If it was 91, that was around the time of Desert Storm.
Yeah?
His uniform, the desert camo pattern, it's not made that way anymore.
David.
Who? David?
From my dreams.
There's a guy in your dreams too?
No, I mean this woman. She's always talking about someone named David. This is really weird, Annie.
Hell yeah, it is. And you don't know who sent it? Somebody's messing with you, girl.
You know what's crazy?
There goes the scout platoon. What's crazy?
This is going to sound strange, but I don't feel like it's really a dream.
You've been out here too long, man.
Really, it's very, very real. Like she's really there.
I get that. Lucid. I've had those kind of dreams. Sergeant Dower was my samurai slave for a while.
Huh?
And there's the idiot. Look, take the binos.
Rick.
Yep. Taking pictures of dead guys.
There's all these people in uniform with weapons, and then there's Rick with his big gold SUV.
I know. Fucking dork.
Ooh. You're in love with him.
No, I'm not.
You're such a liar. Look at you.
You're stupid.
You want to marry him and have a bunch of Japanese babies. With swords.
You're dumb. This is dumb.
You want to make love with him and eat sweet and sour pork off his chest with chopsticks.
That's Chinese, doofus.
So? You want to.
You want to. And your mom wants to.
Your mom wants to. You're in love with Dick Rademacher.
It's Rick.
Dick Rademacher.
Shut up.
I did it! Becky Doherty rules! Becky Doherty rules.
What did you do, Doherty?
The radio? I fixed it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, turn it on.
I'm going down, girl.
Okay. Say hi to Dick for me.
Shut up.
Yes, now we got two radio stations. Thank you, Doherty.
What are they saying, Doc?
What?
Translate.
Very funny, man.
That doesn't sound like a reporter. Sounds kind of like a commercial. Maybe we got a music station.
Guess what, everyone? Great news! My two best friends in the whole world are getting fucking married!
Oh.
Isn't that fucking exciting? My BFF, Jamie, and my fiancé, Rolando, are gonna tie the knot!
Honey.
No. I knew this was coming. I'll be upstairs. Please don't bother me unless you have to. Please.
I don't think you ought to be there by yourself, Corporal.
I'll be fine, Kelly. Trust me, I'll be okay. Just need some alone time. You're relieved.
I've only been up here 30 minutes.
You need to go relax after what happened anyway.
Okay. You sure? Rolando?
And Jamie.
Oh, no. Dina.
The heck with it. Turn on the BBC.
No. Hang on. Wait for it. See? Patience, ladies. Patience.
What's going on?
Your turn.
Thanks, Becky.
How is she?
She'll be fine. She just needs time.
Well, all right then.
Whoa. This music makes me want to do something. Doherty, turn it up. All right. Oh, shit, Doherty.
You dance like you have neurological problems, Island girl.
Yes, for Sergeant.
It has come to my attention, Smugglies, that you may be partaking in some illegal activities in here.
First Sergeant.
Cállate, Bruto. And that there is a possibility of alcohol being here. And I have a problem con esto. ¿Dónde está mi sniper? Where's White?
Here, First Sergeant.
Good job, soldier. Those idiots could have done some serious damage, but don't get a big head. Now, you all know what is expected of you here. You are supposed to maintain a professional demeanor at all times. So, I only have one question. Why was I not invited?
Oh!
And this is for you, Private Kelly.
Okay.
Happy birthday, abuela.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, get down. Woo!
Aha, wepa.
Go, Tom. Go, Tom. It's your birthday. Go, Tom.
What the fuck?
That's what I know.
Woo, Doherty!
Ay, Dios.
Yes!
Okay, okay, okay. Escúchame. Listen up, listen up. Everybody get around the cake. Come on, ven pa'cá, get hot.
Look at the numbers on the cake.
Oh, come on now. 83. Really? You're a funny first sergeant.
He's the only one I could find, Private, I promise.
How old are you really, Kelly?
Old enough to put a whoop on that ass. You ask me again.
Oh!
Ready? Vamos, vamos, vamos. Let's go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear big sis. Happy birthday to you.